We're only making $29 a month, same pay as the GIs were getting.
Mm-hmm. This is when you were working on a ship.
When I was at Sheepshead.
When you were Sheepshead, you got paid $29 a month.
That was the pay that like a GI got, a buck private. Of course, when you got on a ship, that all changed.
Right.
But they took us to the Union Hall. We got in there, and the Union Hall signed us up. And then from there, they got on another bus, and it went to another hall where they were sending you out on your first ship. Mm-hmm. And that's when I got on that ship that Lamy Baldwin was my first ship. And I was a fireman, water tender, and oiler. Fireman, water tender, not an oiler. That was the first ship. That's the one I was on for over a year.
So you picked that up in New York?
In New York, and it was already loaded. And of course, the war is still on.
Yeah.
In February of 40, that's February of 45 now.
Okay.
And we went from there and went up to Nova Scotia in convoy. But we went up to Nova Scotia in convoy and picked up the rest of the convoy. I mean, there must have been 80 or 90 ships in that convoy. Mm-hmm. And we went over to Antwerp. I didn't know where we were going. They didn't tell you, but we knew we were going to Europe. And we went across the North Atlantic to Antwerp, Belgium.
So you picked up the convoy in Nova Scotia?
Well, we went out of New York. We had a small convoy going up the coast to Nova Scotia. And that's I understood a lot of them used to do that. And they'd pick up the bigger convoy, and they'd get escort ships and things.
Yeah. So what was it like leaving New York Harbor during the war?
Well, it was my first ship, and you're young, and you don't worry about it. I wasn't worried. The submarine menace was just about over with in 44, 45. 43 was the bad year, 42 and 43. Mm-hmm. All up and down the East Coast, they were getting shot.
And you would hear about this at Sheepshead or when you were thinking about joining?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The big things were, you know, don't say where you're going, don't talk. A slip of the lip would sink a ship, you know?
Yeah. Right there.
Oh, is that the one up there?
Yeah, the exact same. did you have a sense that the submarine menace was kind of subsiding at the time, or is that kind of you?
We thought that, but we were still under strict convoy regulations. The ship was all blacked out. You didn't dare go out on the deck and smoke a cigarette or anything, because the little light from the end of a cigarette they claimed could be seen for miles across the water when the ship was totally dark. But we got to in the English Channel, and we anchored off of